तपाईं SBS नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ।
नमस्कार, तपाईँ सुन्दै हुनुहुन्छ SBS नेपाली पडकास्ट र तपाईँको साथमा छु म दिनिता रिसाल। श्रोतावृन्द, गत मंगलबार मे 12 ट्रेजर जिम चामल्सले आर्थिक वर्ष 2026-27 लागि सार्वजनिक गरेको अस्ट्रेलियाको संघीय बजेटमा नेपालले पाउँदै आएको अनुदान रकम अघिल्ला वर्षहरूको तुलनामा झनै घटाइएको छ। चालू आर्थिक वर्ष 2025-26 $25.4 मिलियन रहेको कुल अनुदान रकम नयाँ आर्थिक वर्षका लागि थप खुम्चिँदै लगभग $23.7 मिलियन को हाराहारीमा सीमित हुने बताइएको छ। र कोविड 19 पछिका वर्षहरूमा अस्ट्रेलियन एड घट्दै जानुले के संकेत गर्छ? नेपालका लागि पूर्व अस्ट्रेलियन राजदूत फेलिसिटी वोकसँगको कुराकानीको यो तेस्रो भागमा हामी अस्ट्रेलियाको वैदेशिक सहायता नीति, नेपाली डायस्पोराले अस्ट्रेलियन राजनीतिमा पुर्याउन सक्ने प्रभाव सँगसँगै नेपाली सेनाको दक्षता अनि भारत र चीनसँगको अस्ट्रेलियन सम्बन्ध सुधारमा नेपालले खेल्न सक्ने सम्भावित भूमिकाहरूबारे चर्चा गर्दैछौ। सन् 2021-24 राजदूत रहेकी वोकसँगको कुराकानीको पहिलो र दोस्रो भागमा भने हामीले नेपालमा उनको कार्यकाल, अस्ट्रेलिया र नेपालले एकअर्काबाट सिक्न सक्ने कुराहरू लगायतका विषयमा चर्चा गरेका थियौं, जुन तपाईँले हाम्रो वेबसाइटमा पाउन सक्नुहुन्छ। अब भने लागौं तेस्रो भाग सुन्नतर्फ, र हामी तपाईँलाई जानकारी गराउन चाहन्छौ कि यो कुराकानी वोक गत वर्ष नेपाल र हिमाली क्षेत्रमा परोपकारी काम गर्दै आएको संस्था अस्ट्रेलियन हिमालयन फाउन्डेशनको संचालक समितिमा नियुक्त भएपछि गरिएको हो। र त्यसका साथै यो पनि जानकारी गराउन चाहन्छौ कि यो कुराकानी नेपालमा सन् 2025 भएको जेनजी आन्दोलन र त्यसपछिको निर्वाचन तथा सरकार परिवर्तन अघि गरिएको थियो र यो कुराकानी अङ्ग्रेजी भाषामा रहेको छ। वेलकम टु द थर्ड पार्ट अफ आवर कन्भर्सेसन विथ अस्ट्रेलियाज फर्मर एम्बेसेडर टु नेपाल फेलिसिटी वोक। इन द फर्स्ट एन्ड सेकेन्ड पार्ट अफ दिस सिरिज विच इज अभाइलेबल अन आवर वेबसाइट, वोक रिफ्लेक्टेड अन द 3 years शी स्पेन्ट एज एम्बेसेडर इन नेपाल फ्रम 2021-24 एन्ड द एक्सचेन्जेबल लर्निङ्स बिट्विन टू कन्ट्रिज। दिस विक इन द फेडरल बजेट फर 2026-27 डेलिभर्ड बाई ट्रेजर जिम चामल्स अन ट्युजडे May 12, टोटल ओभरसिज डेभलपमेन्ट असिस्टेन्स ODA फर नेपाल हेज फर्दर shrunk compared to previous years. The total aid, which stands at $25.4 million in the current year 2025-26, has been reduced to $23.7 million for the year 26-27. What does this consistent decline in Australian aid in the post-COVID years signify? In the third part of our conversation with Felicity Voke, former Australian ambassador to Nepal, we discuss Australia's foreign aid policy, the influence of the Nepali diaspora can exert on Australian politics, the expertise of the Nepal Army, and the potential roles Nepal could play in the context of Australia's relations with India and China. Voke spoke to SBS Nepali after her appointment last year to the board of directors of the Australian Himalayan Foundation, a charity working in Nepal and the Himalayan region. And we would like to inform you that this interview was recorded before Nepal's 2025 Gen Z protests, the subsequent election, and the change in government that followed. Speaking with Felicity Voke is Abhas Parajuli.
Do you think Nepal kind of has that role, ability to play between Australia, China and India? Or is it something that doesn't work like that in diplomacy? Will Nepal have any significant role to play is what I'm kind of alluring to.
So I think that Nepal and the governments here could probably promote more to the external world, not just Putrania, but to the world more broadly, the example that it sets of its careful management of this geostrategic location. Because, as I said before, I think the world, you know, could usefully look at the model of the way Nepal does manage those relationships. And I think Nepal could probably strategically position itself globally by virtue of its location between India and China. And I think that that is an area that of foreign policy that the government here could focus further on.
Yeah, and then around the same theme, what we see is, or what we hear from a lot from the community is about Australia not putting Nepal as a priority in its foreign affairs, despite being between the two largest countries it wants to quote for trade. And you've named them India and China. could there be a role for Nepal to play, or will it be the status quo unless something significant happens for Nepal to make that role in between India and China in days to come?
My impressions, what I have taken away from the past few years, is that the Australian government, at all levels of government, is increasingly paying attention to the importance of the bilateral relationship, and that has been driven really by the activity of the Nepali diaspora in Australia. Increasingly, we're seeing Nepali-born Australians involving themselves in local government, moving into state government spaces. And my view is that there will be a natural progression of Nepali Australians being elected representatives at the local government, then the state government, and ultimately the federal government level. And that will also raise the profile of the relationship. But I think that the work of the Nepali embassy in Australia is also critical to constantly promoting the importance and the value of the bilateral relationship. We recognise the value of the Nepali diaspora community to Australia culturally and economically, in terms of community care arrangements, community services. There is so much that the Nepali community contributes to Australia already, and I think that needs to be better understood. In terms of military relationships, I think realistically, that's not an area that would reap, valuable fruit for Nepal. And obviously, those are decisions and foreign policy settings and defence policy settings that only Nepal and the government here and the army here can speak to. I'm not really in a position to speak on that. What I would say, though, is that the Nepali army has an incredible reputation for its civic work, its work around conservation, its work around disaster response, its work around emergency response. And that's an area where I think other defence forces could probably learn quite a lot from the activity of the Nepali army. And certainly it's an area where the Australian military and the Nepal army have previously had fairly superficial but some engagement, including in issues around high altitude training courses that are offered by the Nepali army. But an area that I think probably would be worth us looking at into the future is the fact that both our countries face incredible challenges with forest fire management. I know the Nepali army will be involved in that sort of work here. Increasingly, I think the Australian Defence Forces are going to be involved in responding to those sorts of climate emergencies in Australia. And so perhaps there's something to be learned in that space.
That's a great segue to my next question, which is about a follow-up question to what I was asking you before. So getting back to the students, education sector has been touted time and again as one of the biggest exports of Australia. And as we've just discussed, Nepali students kind of contribute much to Australia and the Australian economy and the workforce. And last time I checked, Australia's official development assistance, or the ODA to Nepal, was 0.5% of the total Australian ODA, equating to about 25.4 million Australian dollars, which was a drop from $26.1 million last financial year, and less than 10 million when you were the ambassador in 2023-24. Why do you think Nepal is not at the forefront of Australian policymakers, or am I making a wrong kind of guess here? And how can Nepali community in Australia play its role to kind of beat the drum, as we've just pointed out and alluded, that things are moving in the right direction? But why do you think the ODA is very significantly very less for Nepal?
Yeah, I mean, what you're describing there is a fiercely competitive environment for the Australian official development assistance dollar. And what has been spoken about at length by our foreign minister and our Australian government leadership is that the approach that Australia has taken over the past decade or so with its approach to expenditure of ODA is It's like a series of concentric circles, and the closest circle to Australia, of course, is the Pacific, and that's where the bulk of our ODA is expended. And then the next circle out is more Southeast Asia, and then it's South Asia, and then beyond into multilateral spaces and so on. And so it is difficult to beat the drum on Nepal's behalf when that is a very fixed policy setting for the way our aid is spent. But what I would say is that the Nepali diaspora community is a powerful community. It's our ninth largest migrant community. It is our fastest growing migrant community. And I think if the community came together in a really concerted and coordinated fashion to raise these issues with the Australian leadership, I think that would be helpful to Nepal's case for higher levels of development expenditure. It won't happen without the diaspora community raising these issues on a regular basis. And so I would encourage the community to work together in that way.
And that was Australia's former ambassador to Nepal, Felicity Vogue, speaking with Abhas Parazuli on SBS Nepali. This was the third part of the conversation. To be notified when the next episode drops, download the SBS audio app and follow the SBS Nepali podcast. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platforms like Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Search SBS Nepali online. For more information, visit our website sbs.com.au/Nepali. And we would like to inform you that the opinions expressed in the segment are those of the participants themselves and do not reflect the views or endorsement of SBS. र श्रोताबृन्द, SBS नेपालीमा तपाईँ सुन्दै हुनुहुन्थ्यो सन् 2021-देखि 24-सम्म नेपालका लागि अस्ट्रेलियन राजदूतको भूमिका निभाएकी फेलिसिटी भोगसँग केही समय अघि सहकर्मी आभास पराजुलीले गर्नुभएको कुराकानीको यो तेस्रो भाग. यो सँगै हामी तपाईँलाई जानकारी गराउन चाहन्छौ कि यस कुराकानीमा व्यक्त गरिएका विचारहरू वक्ता स्वयंका हुन् र यी विचारहरूप्रति एसबीएसको समर्थन वा विरोध छैन. कुराकानीका बाँकी भाग तपाईँले हाम्रो पडकास्टमा सुन्न सक्नुहुन्छ. प्रकाशित हुने बित्तिकै नोटिफिकेशन आउनका लागि अनलाइनमा एसबीएस नेपाली पडकास्ट भनेर सर्च गर्नुहोस् र तपाईँले पडकास्ट सुन्न रुचाउने प्लेटफर्म एप्पल पडकास्ट, स्पोटिफाईमा हामीलाई फलो गर्नुहोस् वा एसबीएस अडियो एपलाई आजै निशुल्क डाउनलोड गर्नुहोस्. सोसियल मिडियामा हामी फेसबुक, एक्स र इन्स्टाग्राममा एसबीएस नेपालीको नाममा उपलब्ध रहेका छौं भने युट्युबमा हामी अन्य दक्षिण एसियाली भाषाहरूका साथ @SBS साउथ एसियनमा रहेका छौं. थप जानकारीका लागि हाम्रो वेबसाइटको ठेगाना हो sbs.com.au/Nepali.
SBS South Asian.
अनलाइन र सोसियलमा थप सामग्रीहरू पाउनुहोस्. sbs.com.au/Nepalimा जानुहोस् वा फेसबुकमा SBS नेपालीलाई फलो गर्नुहोस्.
लाइक, शेयर र कमेन्ट गर्नुहोस्. SBS नेपालीलाई फेसबुकमा साथ दिनुहोस्.